You ready? I'd like to call the regular meeting of council to order January 10th at 7 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig. Councilman Christopher Hollum.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
And Councilwoman Janet R. Micah.
Present.
Madam President, Councilman Fiebig called me earlier and said that he believes he is down with the flu and would like to be excused from this evening, so I'm making a motion to excuse Councilman Fiebig.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Hallam and a second from Councilwoman Micah to excuse Councilman David Fiebig from this evening's meeting. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Councilman Fiebig has been excused from this evening's meeting. Before we start any legislation this evening, I want to share some thoughts with you, being a new year and some new commitments from everybody here at the table. So in the spirit of working together, the majority of council is very proud and excited to inform our residents that on December 20th, council agreed to withdraw all legal action between the mayor and us, and the mayor has decided to do the same. We believe we have resolved these disputes and want to move forward, working together for the good of our community. We most sincerely hope that this will be a new day, a new year in Willoughby Hills, and we look forward to working cooperatively with the mayor in solving real issues in our city, such as our deteriorating roads, understaffed police and fire departments, economic development, passing a responsible budget, enhancing the quality of life in Willoughby Hills, and rebuilding the community's dignity and respect. In order to achieve these goals, as president, I am asking that the members of council, the administration, and residents addressing council be respectful and professional. We are excited and hopeful with these changes that we will have a peaceful and productive 2019. With this new year, I'd like to start our meetings with a prayer, an invocation, a positive message. Everybody knows that I'm near and dear to St. Ignatius. And this is from him. Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking for your guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Help us to engage in meaningful discussion, allow us to grow closer as a group, and nurture the bonds of our community. Fill us with your grace, Lord God, as we make decisions that might affect the residents of this community. And continue to remind us that all that we do here today, all that we accomplish, is for the pursuit of truth, for the greater glory of you, and for the service of humanity. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
If there is no objection from the council table, I would like to move legislation to the front of the agenda, as our dear Councilwoman Lenz is not feeling well, and she wants to do her responsibilities in legislation, and once that's completed, then she can be dismissed. Okay. All right. So we will do legislation first. The first one is Ordinance 2018-50. Vicki, will you read the caption, please?
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into an economic incentive grant agreement with Produce Packaging, Inc. and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on Ordinance Number 2018-50.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three reading rule on Ordinance 2018-50. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, we're excited at the prospect of welcoming Produce Packaging Incorporated to the city of Willoughby Hills. They're a wonderful business that serves many, including Sun Plum Market / Produce Place, which is already at the corner of Chardon and Somme in Willoughby Hills. This tax abatement will hopefully give them the resources they need to join our community, and we look forward to a long and productive relationship with them. I know that all of council and the mayor have already expressed their support for Produce Packaging, and we look forward, hopefully, to welcoming them to our community in Willoughby Hills.
Vicki?
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Hullum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2018-50 has been waived.
Madam President?
Vice President? Councilman Pismo.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2018-50.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Pismo and a second from Vice President Pleshnik to adopt ordinance 2018-50. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2018-50 has been adopted, and we welcome a new business to Willoughby Hills. The next is ordinance 2019-1.
An ordinance directing the mayor to sign any and all necessary documents to secure the purchase of two new police vehicles and declaring an emergency.
Madam President?
Councilwoman Pismo?
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-1.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-1. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-1 has been waived.
Madam President?
Councilwoman Pismo?
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-1.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Vice President Pleshnik to adopt ordinance number 2019-1. Is there any discussion on the motion? I would just say that every year we budget two new police cruisers for the department, and we tried to do this in the fall so we could get an earlier delivery on them, but because of financial aspects, we had to wait till the first of the year. So the force will have to wait till probably May or June before they get them, but at least we're going to order them. Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-1 has been adopted. The next is ordinance 2019-2.
An ordinance providing for the execution of the terms and conditions set forth in the settlement and mutual release agreement by and between Mayor Robert M. Wager, former Law Director Thomas G. Lobey, City Police Prosecutor Michael P. Germano, Council Members Nancy E. Fellows, John Pleshnik, David M. Fiebig, Laura Lenz, Janet R. Micah, Laura Pismo, rescinding and repealing certain conflicting legislation, and declaring an emergency.
Madam President?
Councilwoman Pismo?
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-2.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-2. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President? Because I was not really involved in any of the conversations that created the settlement, I have some ethical and some legal, potential legal, I don't really know for sure, but issues with this. And but I do think it is good for the city, and therefore I'm just going to abstain so I don't drag this into a longer period by asking a ton of questions with regard to this. So I just want everyone to know I will be abstaining for that reason. Thank you.
Thank you. Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hullum.
Abstain.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-2 has been waived.
Madam President?
Councilwoman Pismo?
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-2.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt ordinance 2019-2. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hullum.
Abstain.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-2 has been adopted, and we move forward. The next is Ordinance 2019-3.
An ordinance confirming the appointment of James O'Leary as Director of Law, defining the duties and responsibilities of the position of Law Director, and fixing the salary and compensation for said position, repealing conflicting legislation, and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Micah.
I'd like to ask to waive the three reading rule on this ordinance.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Micah and a second from Vice President Plesnik to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-3. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Plesnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-3 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Micah.
I move to pass ordinance 2019-3.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Micah and a second from Vice President Plesnik to pass or adopt ordinance number 2019-3. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, if I could just share, this is the ordinance that confirms Jim O'Leary as our law director for the city of Willoughby Hills. We're also excited to welcome you to our team, a Cleveland Marshall alum, no less. And in my experience, a good lawyer and a man of God, we're grateful to have you with us, and I look forward to your expertise and your thoughtfulness as we move forward.
Madam President, I too wanted to extend my welcome, assuming that we approve this, but also thank you for your patience. I know it's been a long time that you've been waiting, and thank you for sticking with us on that. Thank you.
Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Plesnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-3 has been adopted.
Congratulations.
And at this time, the mayor is going to come forth with Mr. Jim O'Leary and James O'Leary, and he's going to present the oath for him to be our next law director.
Thank you. Tim, we got a seat for you.
Oh. You brought lunch? How long are we going to be here?
I was leaving.
Whatever he gave me.
No, Bob, and I have this pen thing going.
I'll even give that back to you.
Thank you very much. The next one is Ordinance 2019-4.
An ordinance repealing and rescinding Ordinance Number 2017-65 as amended, and in lieu thereof, enacting a new ordinance amending Part 1, Administrative Code, Title 1, General Provisions, Chapter 115, Methods of Purchase of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills, repealing conflicting legislation, and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on 2019-4.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Vice President Plesnik to waive the three reading rule on Ordinance 2019-4. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President?
Yes.
I think it's wise just to point out on the majority of these ordinances that we do have a time limit on it. That's why we are waiving the three reading rule in order to comply with the date, I believe, which was yesterday, January 9th. So we are under pressure to have all these passed by a certain date.
Vicki?
Pismo. Yes. Lesznick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-4 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-4.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt ordinance 2019-4. Is there any discussion on the motion? I will just add from my rules and legislation meeting that this is per the settlement that council will approve an increase in the mayor's minimum spending budget to $5,000 from $2,000, and it rescinds ordinances 2017-65 and ordinance 2008-1. Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Lesznick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-4 has been adopted. The next one is 2019-5.
An ordinance rescinding and repealing ordinance number 2018-8 and enacting in lieu thereof a new ordinance amending Part 1, Administrative Code, Title 5, Administrative, Chapter 167, Internet Computer Usage and Email of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills, repealing conflicting legislation and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-5.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Pismo and a second from Vice President Plesznik to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-5. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Plesznik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-5 has been waived.
Madam President.
Yes.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-5.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt ordinance 2019-5. Is there any discussion on the motion? I will just say from my rules minutes that this is an ordinance rescinding and repealing ordinance 2018-8 and enacting in lieu of therefore a new ordinance where neither the mayor nor council will not endorse, advertise, or talk up any candidate for office in a publication or email through city publications and email. Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Plesznik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Sorry. Ordinance 2019-5 has been adopted. And that is the legislation for this evening.
Madam President, a motion to excuse Councilwoman Laura Lenz from the table.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to excuse Councilwoman Lenz from the rest of this evening's meeting.
Thank you. I have the flu, and I just kind of can't over it right now.
Any discussion?
Thank you for excusing me.
Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Plesznik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The motion has passed.
Thank you.
2:16:20.
Madam President, no one is more dedicated than Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Yes. So we're excusing Councilwoman Lenz at 7:18.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thanks, Laura. Feel better. Bye. Okay. Bye. Moving on, the next order of business is the disposition of the journal for the regular council meeting of November 8th,
and also one of December 13th.
Madam President.
Vice President Pechnik.
Motion to approve the regular council meeting minutes of November 8th and December 13th of 2018.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Micah to approve the regular council meeting minutes of November 8th and also of December 13th. Is there any discussion on that motion? Nikki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz. Oh, I'm sorry. She's left. And Micah.
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of November 8th and December 13th have been approved. The next is our mayor's report. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. The ARP volunteers will not be in Willoughby Hills this year to assist our residents with income tax preparation due to the decreased numbers of volunteers they have this year. I'm pleased, however, to report they will be on hand at area senior centers and libraries to help our residents. I posted locations on the city website, and I prepared sheets in City Hall and the Community Center of the places they can make appointments, and they'll be available from February 4th through April 12th, 2019. My condolences on behalf of the City of Willoughby Hills. I wish to express my condolences to Sergeant Shannon Vachet for the loss of his beloved canine, Razor, who passed away. Razor did a great job for the City of Willoughby Hills, and he will certainly be missed. We want to welcome our newest recreation member, Vicki Miller. We are pleased to have her join the Fine Commission, and we want to thank Christina Zlesnik and Jeff Rusella, who have left the commission after serving their terms. We appreciate their support for the Recreation Commission. On Tuesday, I was joined by a majority of council members to welcome the YMCA Dream House into Willoughby Hills. It'll be located on the corner of Maple Grove and Maple Hill and should be completed by June. At this time, we expect many visitors to our city until the drawing in August 2019. I spoke with YMCA representatives at the groundbreaking ceremony, and after our conversation, decided to establish what I'm going to call is our dream team. This team of individuals made up of interested parties or business representatives will begin to meet in February to discuss a plan to promote our city and businesses during the Dream House campaign. Whether it's putting out a handout with business coupons or a list of fun things to do after they visit the Dream House. I want to put this plan together to make it a nice experience for the visitors, our residents as well, who will tour our house. If you're interested in being part of our dream team, please contact Glory Majeski in my office by January 31st to get your name on the list. We will then arrange all interested parties to a brainstorming session in February, and we'll move forward with this endeavor. Giant Eagle of the Shops at Willoughby Hills announced this week that they'll be closing effective February 1st. This was not communicated with me as mayor prior to this decision due to corporate needs to keep the information confidential due to union and other concerns. I learned this after speaking with a manager at Giant Eagle earlier this week. They apologized for not being able to share this more timely. I've spoken also with Scott Shield, the owner of the Shop of the Willoughby Hills, who anticipates being able to fill the space but will share the information as soon as he is able to. Moving forward, the Planning Commission has approved is working to approve the application submitted by Aldi's for the former space of Sears Hardware and Indian Motorcycle Place. This will provide a place for our residents to shop. Unfortunately, the bank and the pharmacy and the liquor store within Giant Eagle will have closed, and that's something that all these will not pick up, but hopefully we can fill that void in the future. To that end, to attempt to alleviate future businesses moving out of Willoughby Hills, I find it necessary to have more of a pulse on what's happening in our business community, getting to know our businesses and helping promote them and people to shop and dine here. When our economic developer, Steve Rotchek, was here, we knew every business owner, and Councilman Dave Reichelt even established a Business of the Month Club where we recognized and promoted businesses. I feel time has come once again to go to bat for our businesses, which will be a win-win for all of us. It will improve our home values and provide more of a safe environment for those who turn away due to safety concerns. I am therefore establishing a Mayor's Business Advocacy Team, or BAT, one of the for anyone interested in serving this type of betterment for the community. Similar to the Dream Team I mentioned earlier, I'd like to have interested contact my office by January 31st, and we'll move forward to set a date in February to move the plan forward. So if you're interested in becoming a Batman or a Batwoman, call my office. We'll begin to work together so we don't have future closings like Giant Eagle. On December 20th, the State Employment Relations Board held a final hearing in the AFSCME union consisting of administration and elimination of jobs May 1st. Following the CERB hearing, an order was issued mandating that all the employees come back to work. I complied with the order, and earlier this week, on Monday, they returned to work. Frank Berkcheck is working on computing the necessary figures to comply with the mandate. I am very pleased to have our staff back and recognize their value to me and, most importantly, the residents. I'd like to recognize those employees who help sustain the services during the absence of the employees, and they include Mark Rubis, Chris Collins, Debbie Semick, Tim Sarazen, Stephanie Nero, Frank Berkcheck, Dawn Schneider, Tina Cusera, Judy Kincaid, and George Eaton, and the entire police department, fire department, and service department. Thank you for your commitment during this difficult time. I want to support all the legislation, so you took my thunder away. So that's that. Finally, I would like to request an executive session for the good after the good of the community, not to exceed 30 minutes, but excusing the city engineer, inviting all council, finance director to discuss a personnel matter. Thank you.
What about the law director?
Law director, too. Forgot about him. And I can't wait to hear his report now.
Thank you, Mayor. Are there any questions for the mayor this evening? The next on the agenda is the law director's report.
Okay.
Well, Mr. O'Leary?
In the 11 minutes that I have been law director, not a lot has happened, but I am very pleased to be here. I must say that back in May of this year, I would have never thought this moment would take place. But I have enjoyed the conversations, getting to know many of you over the course of the last 6 months, and I look forward to serving the folks in Willoughby Hills as well as the mayor and council. I echo the comments made by Madam President Fellows about new beginnings. This is an opportunity for a fresh start. and my hope is that 2019 will be a banner year for our community.
Thank you. Any questions for the law director this evening? Thank you. Thank you, Jim. The next is our finance director's report, Mr. Bergachek.
The only thing I really have to report tonight is we're working diligently to close the year out, and we're making our final entries now, combined with trying to return to normal operating procedures and get all of the employees back into position. I anticipate that we should have final numbers next week.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for the finance director this evening? Thank you. The next is City Engineer's Report. Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. On Tuesday, the Planning Commission held a public hearing and approved the produce packaging as a similar use in the former Sam's Club. The stream restoration project at the School of Innovation is complete and turned out good. And then finally, we received final plans for the Dodd Road Slope Stabilization Project. We're currently reviewing those. We're also waiting for a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers, but we think we'll be ready to ask for a motion to go out to bid at the next council meeting. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions for the engineer this evening? Seeing none, thank you, Pete. The next are committee reports of council. Any of the chairs have anything they want to share about their committees or upcoming meetings or...
Madam President, I'm still finishing my formal minutes for the Personnel Relations Committee meeting of January 7th, which was Monday, but I can give a brief rundown for posterity's sake now. The topic of the meeting was non-union raises, so we have several non-union employees in the city, and we needed to discuss what raises they get because they need to get raises by through ordinance. The committee unanimously recommended that the police chief and the part-time police and fire each get 3% raises for 2018 because they didn't receive a raise in 2018 and also for going forward in 2019. The committee also unanimously recommended a 2% 2018 raise and a 2% 2019 raise for all other non-union employees, which would be commensurate with most of the union contracts in the city. These recommendations are contingent on the Finance Committee's findings or recommendations and the reports from the Finance Department on what the city can afford in terms of paying the non-union employees. We also discussed working with the mayor on negotiating the city's union contracts. Those are all up at the end of 2019, so we discussed that the committee and the mayor would be working beginning very soon to start talking about what would be in the best interest of the city in terms of those contract negotiations. We also talked about looking for ways to make Willoughby Hills more competitive for hiring part-time firefighters in particular, but also police officers, and that's another thing that we would the committee would like to look into over the course of the next year. We'd also like to look at employee procedures and policies, and also consider I think that's it, and I think we anticipate having at least one meeting a month throughout the year, possibly more as the union contracts come closer to negotiating time. And that's it for now.
Any questions for Councilwoman Pismo?
Madam President, not a question, just an acknowledgement. The volunteer members of the Personnel Relations Committee were sworn in at the committee meeting. As a member, I just want to express my personal thanks to Greg McCarthy, who's here with us today, Chris Delaney, and Kathy Strankar. They're not paid a dime or a dollar. They're just residents, but they care so deeply about their community that they take the time to work on these difficult issues to move Willoughby Hills forward. And I want to thank Greg in particular, who's here, but all the volunteer members. I've served on that committee now for 5 years, and I know the sacrifice that you make.
Madam President, just a quick question. Will there be additional personnel relations meetings to discuss these raises prior to an ordinance or not?
I think we would need to have a finance committee meeting. I think the raises are with the personnel relations, we made a motion it was unanimously adopted that these are where we need to get these employees to make them on par with the union employees, but also we need to get a handle on where we are with the budget in terms of going forward with ordinances, I think. So there probably would be a finance committee meeting before we have ordinances for these, but not another personnel relations committee devoted to that topic.
Okay, so I do have some questions about the percent of raises for the different groups. And so would it make more sense for me to wait for the finance, or should I go ahead and ask now, or what would your preference be?
Maybe I can send you my formal minutes, and I can even send you the audio from the meeting if you want to listen to it. I mean, maybe that some of that might be answered. I'm not sure, but you can ask now, I guess.
My understanding is that the part-time police, fire, the police chief, and all were getting 3%, I believe, but not the 2% was only going to our finance director, our assistant finance director, and I think the service director. Is that right?
The road superintendent, the finance director, the assistant finance director, the council clerk, the field maintenance workers. Is there anyone else? Am I missing anyone? There's only one union contract that has 3% raises, but everyone else, all the other union contracts in the city get 2%. So 2% is pretty the standard for the city for the most part. So the 3% is for Police Chief Collins. The mayor had recommended that he get a raise, and because of how he handled the classic shooting and then what the committee discussed, decided that he should have a 3% and a 3%. And then the part-time police and fire, we found that the part-time firefighters are getting significantly less than surrounding communities, and we're having a very difficult time hiring. So we thought at least we'll just give, it's like 13 cents different, like an hour. So it's another 13 cents. It's like almost next to nothing. So we just thought we would just do that for now. But the problem is, too, is we found in the committee, and there just aren't any standards. There's no for raises. There's no performance metrics or anything like that. So all we really have to go on is longevity, what the unions are getting, just kind of like that. So we're doing the best we can with what we have to work with now, but going forward there, it would be better, I think, to have some kind of something to measure to help guide us with that process. So,
okay. The only reason I asked is I was just because I only got little bits and pieces afterwards. I apologize.
Sure.
I was not able to stick around. So I was concerned that almost the vast majority were getting a 3% for last year and this year, and some of the really other people who are just as hard workers and do a lot for our city weren't. So I just wondered what the theory was behind that.
Yeah, again, it's the part-time police and fire, it amounts to about a dime an hour more if they get 1% more. So, I mean, that's why. And they're much lower than surrounding communities. And, again, we're having a hard time hiring these people. So,
thank you.
Madam President, and just to follow on, in the case of the part-time firefighters in particular, we found that surrounding communities were paying their senior part-timers about $3 an hour more. So we probably will have to revisit that issue in particular. We didn't want to hold off on giving them the raise that everyone else is getting because of that study, but in all likelihood, personnel relations is going to have to look at that, assuming, of course, that the resources are there, because if we're paying $3 an hour less than Kirtland, we're not realistically going to get, we're not going to be able to recruit part-time firefighters. We have had difficulty, as the chairwoman shared.
And just one more thing. I think that without metrics and a consistent basis for giving raises, that is one of the reasons that the perception of fairness or unfairness is it's easy to interpret something as unfair when there aren't set standards for these things. It makes it kind of difficult. So I don't think we're doing the best we can with what we have to work with. We're not trying to be unfair to anyone. Those are just our recommendations, and the council doesn't have to accept them. But that's what we found to be trying to keep it fair and keep everybody on a level playing field.
Thank you. I appreciate the information.
Sure. No problem.
Thank you, Councilwoman Pismo. Any of the other committees? I'll just mention that Rules and Legislation met on Monday. We convened at 6:02 p.m. All members of the committee were present, myself, Vice President Pleshnik, Councilwoman Pismo, and Councilman Fiebig. Also present were Councilwoman Micah. Councilman Hallam, the mayor, the finance director, and Mr. Jim O'Leary. The order of business, of course, was legislation that we just had gone through for this evening's meeting. And the only other was that in public portion, Mr. Sahula asked if there were any issues aligned with the BZA. Would they be part of Mr. O'Leary's retainer? And the answer was yes. And we can finish our meeting at 7:07 p.m. I'm open to questions for rules.
Madam President, I did have one question that came up. I thought of it later. And I think with our prior law director, he was also responsible for our mayor's court. Is that in this? Is Mr. O'Leary going to be responsible for mayor's court as well?
Did you read the ordinance?
I didn't see it in there, so I just wondered how we were if we were going to do something separate or... I didn't see it in there. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't something maybe we just missed because, you know, there were so many things we were pulling together. Or
it's line item G.
Okay. Yeah, I missed it.
Mm-hmm. Representing the city in prosecution criminal traffic case of Willoughby Hills Mayor's Court. Oh,
sorry, I missed it.
For furnishing routine legal advice.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it. I just missed it.
Thank you. Sorry. I'm looking for it. You found it faster. That's fine. I got too many papers up here. Any other committees, regular committee reports? And I do know that Vice President...
Oh, sorry, I do. I'm sorry. I do for recreation. They had a meeting last night.
Okay.
If I might. They discussed the 2019 events that should be on the calendar in the recreation page soon. The biggest things right now that are coming up is April... Where did my sheet go here? April 13th will be the Eggstravaganza at Calvary Assembly of God. That's the Easter party that's a combined effort with all the churches and the city. The commission is asking if anybody has plastic eggs that they could donate that we can put candy in. Also, if you have any candy you'd like to donate, no nuts, please. I was asked to share that with everyone, so they are asking for that. And they also, at this point, are not sure the status of the art gallery receptions, so we're still looking into that, or they are, I should say. And there will not be a Unity Day this year, and there also will not be a spring craft show, I think just timing-wise too short at this point. As my I believe. I could be wrong on that, but I believe that's what I understood. So anyway, that's all I have at the moment, but stay tuned. Check out the Recreation website, Facebook page for the events, and please like and share that page so that you'll be informed of new events as they come up. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Hallam. Are there any questions for the Councilman on Recreation? Thank you. Any other regular committee reports? Okay. Other committee representative reports. I know that Vice President Pleshnik and Councilwoman Micah were at the airport today.
That's right. Flying right in. As the representative for Willoughby Hills to the Cuyahoga County Airport Noise Abatement Council, we meet four times a year. Councilwoman Micah represents the district that includes and borders the airport, so she joined me as well. Just an update from the meeting. There were 17 aircraft complaints for the last quarter of 2018. 12 of those 17 were from Willoughby Hills. There was a total of 5,463 operations at the airport during that same period, which was slightly up from last year. Last year, operations were a little up in 2018 vis-a-vis 2017, but less than half of what they were in 2010. So the airport is still relatively underutilized versus about 10 years ago. Overall, aircraft complaints went down slightly, and the airport manager speculated there were two possible reasons for that. Number one, the airport was closed for extended periods last year during the reconstruction. And two, there actually was a pretty major shift in flight paths from Detroit to Cleveland. Apparently, they're taking a more southerly route, so they're no longer flying over Willoughby Hills, Richmond Heights, Highland Heights in our area. So even though they don't necessarily land or take off at the airport, they're just taking a more southerly route, so it's been a little quieter as a result. We had our organizational meeting as well, and Kathy Murphy, Councilwoman Kathy Murphy of Highland Heights and Jim Miller of Nexton Aerospace were reelected as chair and co-chair, respectively. I was proud to make the motion for their reelection. Both passed unanimously. So congratulations to Kathy and Jim. We also had an update on the joint statement. As you know, Willoughby Hills approved the joint statement. So did Highland Heights. So did Richmond Heights. All three of the communities that border the airport. The joint statement is the agreement we have with Cuyahoga County, the airport tenants, that creates the Noise Abatement Council and sets our noise abatement procedures, an agreement for the airports, so the protections that we enjoy. The original joint statement, as we know, was passed over 40 years ago by George Voinovich and his colleagues in the Cuyahoga County Commission, but we recently re-upped the statement. The mayor has signed it. We were updated that only two parties have yet to sign the agreement. Five Star and Eaton Corporation have not yet signed. Hopefully they will shortly, but until they do, the old joint statement is in effect. So given that there was no substantive changes, it was really just a re-up. The protections won't change, and you shouldn't experience any differences. We also received a construction update on the airport. The construction is largely finished. The runways repaved, the EMAS, the soft concrete extensions for safety have been fully installed on both Richmond Heights and Willoughby Hills side. However, there's still two tweaks. The PAPI, or Precision Approach Path Indicator Light System, which are the lights that pilots use to land, it kind of guides them, particularly in inclement weather. Occasionally, I know it's rare, we have a little snow. Unfortunately, the PAPI system on the Richmond Heights side is still being worked on. And speaking of weather, the AWOS, or Automatic Weather Observation System, which sends out automated reports of the weather when the tower is closed, both of those are still not working correctly. And the FAA is responsible both for installing those systems and certifying that they're correctly installed. Apparently, the tech operations people are not deemed essential personnel, and so the current government shutdown has prevented them from completing this work. So currently, planes landing toward the Richmond Heights side don't have lights at the airport, and the radio of the AWOS system actually interferes with the radio signal of the tower, so they cannot turn it on, otherwise the pilots can't hear the tower or use the channel that's apparently most commonly used, so they simply have to have the AWOS, the weather system, offline. So we're hopeful that the government shutdown will end shortly, but this is a real-life impact. And the co-chair, who is an expert who works for Nexton Aerospace, did say in his view, particularly the lights were a safety issue. There was one small issue in Richmond Heights. Apparently, there was a residence in Richmond Heights where the trees were so tall that it was actually obscuring the view for landings and approaches to the airport. So the airport solved the problem by buying the home at 430 Richmond Road. They have demolished it and trimmed the trees. But fortunately, the Richmond Heights Fire Department was able to use the home for 3 days for testing before they ripped it apart. So the house did double duty before it met its final end. The new airport manager, he's just been on for a few months, Rob Hartigan, I believe he's a former councilman from Cleveland Heights, began a discussion on how we could improve aircraft complaints. That's something we've worked through in Willoughby Hills for some time. And he wants to make it easier for residents to express their concerns. He also wants to make it easier for pilots to see what the rules are. So he suggested three possibilities that we need to look into further. There's a software-based service called WhisperTrack. You can Google it, look at it online. It's essentially an app for pilots that tells them, you know, what are the noise abatement rules of the airport you're landing and taking off from. And if you buy a subscription, they push out your noise abatement rules not only through their system but to all the general databases. So the manager is looking into what cost that would be, because it would significantly push out our rules and regulations so that pilots, who now apparently iPhones and iPads are what they use now to see what the rules are, will be able to access our rules more easily. Second, he suggested using Plane Noise, which is a computerized system for automated complaint reporting, both through a toll-free hotline, customized complaint web form on a website, and email. This would be some improvement over our current system, because the phones don't operate 24 hours a day at the airport, whereas this would allow complaints to be called in 24 hours a day. Apparently, the cost would be roughly $12,000 a year to fully automate the complaints so that we could get quicker responses, research complaints, and respond to residents residents more quickly, so something to consider. And third, he shared a Washington Post article entitled, quote, "Airport Neighbors Can Push a Button to File Complaints." Actually, one of our residents, Doris Dodge, mailed me that article a little while ago. You're not the only resident who gave it to me, believe it or not. I've had residents from the far west to the far east of the city share this, where a company called Air Noise has taken Amazon clickers and converted them into automated aircraft complaint devices so that you can file a complaint with your airport for noise by just pressing the clicker button. So we discussed the possibility of that as well. At the recommendation of the airport manager, the Noise Abatement Council voted unanimously to form an ad hoc committee on technology and noise abatement consisting of our chair, our co-chair, the airport manager, Mayor David Roach of Richmond Heights, Joy McCoy of Progressive Insurance, as well as myself, to look at what technologies might be worth investing in so that we can make it a little easier for residents to complain and also easier for pilots to comply, because most pilots do want to comply with noise abatement agreements. They just aren't always aware of what the rules are. Lastly, just an update on our meeting schedule going forward. All meetings of the Cuyahoga County Airport Noise Abatement Council are open to the public. There is a public portion. We always meet 10 a.m. at the airport on Thursdays. The next meetings are scheduled for April 11th, July 11th, and October 10th of this year, as well as January 9th of next year, just in case you're getting ready for 2020. I stand open to questions.
Thank you, Vice President Plessner, for a very thorough report. Are there any questions for him concerning this topic?
Madam President, no questions, just a couple of additions. The problems with the lights on that runway, lights and weather reporting, they pointed out to us, I think it was runway 6, there's just 30% of their air traffic that uses that. So in case anybody's getting nervous that lives near the airport, this is just 30%. And I would imagine maybe they only use that portion when they have to because of the ongoing problem. I just wanted to point out the significance of the new airport manager being aware and open to noise reporting procedures. This is the first time I've seen this happen, where airport president is actively researching methods to improve this area. So that's very good news for the Westside residents.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Next order of business is public portion. This opportunity for residents and guests to come forward and share their thoughts. We ask that you keep your comments to 3 minutes. Please provide your name and your address when you come forward, and I will open public portion at 7:51 p.m.
Jenna Bing, 36951 Beach Hills Drive. I'm really pleased, very civil meeting. Glad things are kind of getting back to normal. I applaud that, and I look to have us not be in the news very often anymore. But I would caution that if you are in the news, that you are very careful about not coming across as negative or ignorant of the way things work. Mr. Hallam was quoted saying that he had concerns about the settlement agreement and how it came about, and also posted, I think, someplace else, which has been picked up by other residents, that it was violating sunshine rules to have an agreement done without the public in place. And this was, my understanding is, this was agreement settled by the judge, and that the judge requested that legal people come together and resolve this issue. And that is not sunshine available. And that is not something, and I would think that the normal people in the world would know, if you have a lawsuit going on between two people and you've been asked to settle this lawsuit, it is done in a confidential way. And that is, maybe it would be good if the law director could help explain that and could do that, because now there are people that are residents that are picking this up and spreading this through social media saying that we have violated the sunshine rules and blah, 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 and there's all these ethical legal concerns associated with this agreement. And I thought this was supposed to be positive. So I would like it to be positive, and I would like everybody on the council to consider it something very positive and a step in the right direction instead of a potential continued legal concerns, Mr. Hallam. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna. Jennifer?
Jennifer Vero, 2890 Som Center. With this reinstatement of employees back here at the city, I do have a couple questions, one of them being in specific that I'd like to know who the people are that did come back and the people that did not. I think the residents would like to know that, as well as, for example, in the building department, I know that if the gal that was there was coming back, she would come back as full-time. However, if she's not coming back, I'm curious to know, does that position go back to a part-time position that you guys had set up last year under the budget? And if so, does that get posted for opportunity? I do know that temporarily there was a gentleman named George working there, and I don't even know if half the city knew that the building department was even operating with him. So if we could get a little bit more information on the availability of our departments as far as servicing our residents, that would be really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else this evening for public portion? Andy?
Andy Gardner, 38123 Dodds Hill Drive. And I apologize, I was late tonight, but has the topic of the cost of the employees being returned been discussed? I'm getting a no from Mr. Hallam here. So, Mr. Brickachek, I'd like to know, just ballpark, by the time all of the money is paid to pay back wages, pay court costs, lost revenue from the mayor's court, how much money are we talking? Six figures? Ballpark. I'm sorry.
It will be in the six figures.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that the people of the city understand, regardless of the new spirit of cooperation, council took action. The mayor wrote a letter that very clearly said this would likely result in an unfair labor practice, vetoed it, council came back, rejected that, did it anyway, and is now costing the city somewhere north of six figures. That's a lot of things that we could pay for. I heard a lot of things that this council said. People came up here and appealed for council, not to take that action, but they did. So I don't want it lost on the world that in the happy new cooperative election year sentiments that this is a big dollar amount. Second thing, and Mr. O'Leary, welcome. I'm sorry to throw a question at you right away. I don't understand some of the elements of this settlement agreement, specifically how council members can exchange votes, you know, agree to make future votes in consideration of this thing being released. Other than Ms. Micah and Mr. Hallam, the rest of these council members represent me, and I don't know how they can commit to vote something without it. I mean, it came before public portion tonight. How are they agreeing to vote for somebody, and are they getting any consideration by having the risk of their jobs being lost go away? Is that a conflict of interest? How can they agree not to speak about things when they're supposed to speak? That's their job. So I would like to understand, you know, where the members of council get away in contractually agreeing to give their votes to other things to get out of this lawsuit. So I'd also like to understand where we are. We had a whole thing with the Grange, and then with Whisper, and we don't seem any closer to getting that building more utilized or getting the Whisper program reinstated. And I'd like to know where we are with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else this evening? Okay, I will close public portion at 7:57 p.m. Mr. Gardner, we can't answer those questions tonight from the council table. You asked a lot of questions. Some of those can be answered through representative attorneys, legal representation, the mayor, council members. So not going to have a discussion or debate about that this evening, but you certainly have a right to answer those questions, and there will be resources to make every effort to answer them.
Madam President, I would like to respond to the accusations against me that were incorrect and inaccurate and basically false. I did make a comment in the paper and on social media just basically stating what I said here tonight, which is that because I wasn't involved in the conversations, I had concerns that potentially there could be some legal, ethical issues. And that is true. I do have that opinion. That is my concern. I never said anything about Sunshine Law violations. You can look on social media yourself. I don't delete things. I never said anything like that. So before you come back up here and berate somebody, make sure you have your facts straight, please. Thank you.
Any other unfinished business?
Madam President, I would just reiterate your call that we be positive. It's difficult. I know that there are a lot of hard feelings from every side, but the city of Willoughby Hills and its residents deserve better than ongoing bickering. And I find it unfortunate when people reference election years and politics, because we shouldn't be political. We're a little city government. Miss Bing often refers to us as a village, although I will say we are technically a city because we have more than 5,000 people, but we're still a very small community, and we shouldn't be so political. I will share, though, I certainly have the concern of the cost of the AFSCME or Secretaries Union when the contract was first proposed. I agreed. It was too rich. I share Mr. Gardner's concern, and it will cost the city hundreds of thousands of dollars over the life of the contract. That's true whether, you know, the workers receive the pay as back pay or as current pay. I thought it was too much, which is why I recommended against it on personnel relations, but it was a decision that the mayor negotiated, and ultimately the mayor's decision held. So we have to be respectful of that, but at the end of the day, I do share that concern. I remember some people said it would only be a couple thousand dollars here or there. I think it's a vindication of people, particularly the volunteers and the personnel relations committee, who said it was too expensive, now that we hear residents even on the other political side of the spectrum who say, wow, that's too much money. But I don't think we should frame it in negative terms. We should do the best we can with what we have and move forward. And I'm committed to doing that, even though it's not an easy job for any of us. But particular thanks to the residents who volunteer, who haven't run for anything, and who are still coming to these meetings and working together anyway. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Pleshnik. Any other unfinished business this evening? Seeing none, the next is new business. I just want to share so that we know it's coming forward. A memo was sent to us from the mayor, from Chief Callens, to request an ordinance to renew the Cody Systems annual service contract. This got buried a little bit because the memo came to the police department on the 1st of November. And instead of just being able to have an invoice given to the finance department needs a memo attached to it as well. And so Chief Collins apologizes for the lateness in getting this to us. And this is very time sensitive because this needs to be renewed before the 1st of February. So I would encourage, if anybody has any questions about the Cody System annual service contract, to contact Chief Collins, because in 2 weeks this will be on the next council agenda, and it will need to have the three reading rule waived and adopted at that meeting. So you have 2 weeks to have your questions asked and answered before we come to the council table in 2 weeks for this.
Started on this. And the last ordinance that we did this was 2017-8.
Okay.
So we're ahead.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Any other new business? For the good of the order? For the good of the community?
Madam President, if I may, earlier this January, one of our residents, Ron Giorgione, passed away. He lived on Chardon Road for some years, and prior to that, he lived on Eric Drive, in both cases with his brothers. I knew Ron from McDonald's because he would be there almost every morning for an early cup of coffee, and there was never a kinder or more smiling face. He also held a barbecue every year at his home and just invited every resident that he could. I don't know that I ever met a kinder, nicer man, and I will miss Ron Giorgione greatly, and I know that our whole community does too. So God bless you, Ron. You're in a better place.
Madam President, just want to remind everyone one more time, in case you tuned in late, if you have plastic eggs to donate for the extravaganza for the Easter party, or candy that you're willing to donate that does not have nuts in it, please get a hold of somebody from the Recreation Commission and let them know about that. Or you can potentially even drop it off at the City Hall. That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you. The last order of business this evening would be to go into an executive session that the mayor had requested. Whomever makes this motion, it has to be more specific than just personnel matters.
Madam President, maybe the mayor can help us to make it more specific.
With personnel matters dealing with discipline of employees.
Okay. Madam President, I move that we move to executive session to handle a matter related to the discipline of an employee.
Second.
For 30 minutes, including everyone at the council table except for the city engineer.
I amend my motion to excuse the city engineer and to limit our session to 30 minutes.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilman Hallam to move to executive session, no more than 30 minutes, to discuss disciplinary matters aligned with employees and including everybody in excusing the engineer. Any discussion on the motion? Nikki?
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
Lenz? Oh, sorry. She's been excused. Micah.
Yes.
Hey, we've been here for an hour.
No. She's just always here.
I know. Micah said yes.
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 Okay. We will move into executive session at 8:05 p.m.